Mix 94.7 KMCH. Time for yet another business of the day. And today I'm sitting in a beautiful location in Dyersville. It is the Textile Brewing Company. And I'm visiting with the marketing director, Ashley Althoff. And Ashley, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Tell me the start of the Textile Brewing Company.
The Dyersville Economic Development Director saw a lot of potential for a brewery coming to Dyersville. And there was a few empty vacant buildings, but this sewing factory had been open for over 100 years, and the owners at the time agreed to work with her and get this started as a brewery. They got investors and they were able to make it happen. The economic development director got them a grant for $100,000 to restore everything, so that helped out immensely. Plus, the investors helped out greatly. And then it took under a year to get it all renovated and opened up as this brewery it is today.
And if you want to know more about the history of this factory, all you got to do is look at the walls.
Yeah, for sure. So the Dyersville Historical Society is amazing, and they put together a binder of all the articles that associated with this building. So I took, as a kind of a designer and the marketing director, I took those articles, put them together in frames, and they go all around the building. So you can go all the way from 1908 till when the brewery was opened again. Right now we have the owner, Tom Olberding, and then me, the marketing director. We have a general manager, Zach Nothdorf. And then we also have a few other taproom managers, because we have a location, a taproom in Cascade also, and then we're opening a taproom in Atkins also. So those guys are involved. And then we also have the head brewer, of course, Nick Ashton, who makes the amazing beer. And then we have our assistant brewer, Joel Knoll. We have our beers that are all made right here in Dyersville, which is amazing. And then we have our massive Bavarian pretzels, which are really popular because they're bigger than your head. We have different flavors of those. And then we also have pretzel bites if you want something a little smaller. And then we have our flatbreads. You can get them in a regular crust or a gluten-free cauliflower crust, which is convenient for people, and they're both delicious. And then we now have our new beer cheese nachos, too. And we always have free popcorn available as well.
And now, Ashley, we do have to talk about the beer here.
So we have our flagship beers, which are beers that are always available. We actually have 20 total taps here at Textile. We have some really delicious, refreshing light beers. And a lot of people are surprised that our traditional Bud Light, Busch Light drinkers, they like our Trailblazer, which is our light American ale, or our Dyersville light American lager. And then once they get used to those, sometimes we like to elevate them to a little bit more. It's a little bit darker colored beer, but still very smooth and refreshing. So our new Vienna is our Vienna Lager. We have our Snuggy Irish Red Ale. And then if you're like an IPA person, we have our flagship Hazy IPA, which is called Seam Ripper. And then we always have our St. Bob Oatmeal Stout for the darker beer loving people. And then with the other brews, Nick's always being creative and coming up with new stuff constantly. Our milkshake IPAs are really popular, whether you're a beer person or not, because they're nicely flavored but not overdone. They're refreshing. There's fun flavors like peach or Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then we have our different sour beers, too, as well, that are always switching flavors. So lots of good stuff.
Is there a way maybe you can get a couple of samples?
Yeah, for sure. So we have flight boards, and they're pretty unique because they're actually served in old vintage sewing drawers that were found in the factory. And you pick whatever beers you want. They're served in 5-ounce glasses. Doesn't matter how many you want to put in there. They're just priced individually. And you can actually do our beers for that. And then we also have local ciders. So you can mix and match the local ciders and our beers.
That's a great way to find one of your favorites over here. There's other events going on here too at Textile Brewing Company.
Yeah, we have musicians scheduled throughout the summer. So we have Hanging Around the 1st of May. We have J. Jeffrey Meserol coming May 12th, and he's actually an amazing singer from Des Moines. We have Kevin Beck and Johnny Walker on June 9th, and they're another amazing local duo. We have those summer events. We also like to get creative and have some workshops. So April 24th, we have a plant workshop that's going to be hosted out in our beer garden outside, weather allowing. And then we have a beer stein clay making class in June that's coming up. So we like to keep it unique and kind of bring events into the area that aren't usually seen and get local artists and local gardens and farms involved as well.
And one of the best ways probably to keep up with what's happening at the Textile Brewing Company would be to check you out online.
Our website is textilebrews.com, and then we're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and they're all with the username at Textile Brews.
And what hours are you open?
From 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and 11 a.m. till 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
And before I go, Ashley, I got to comment one more time about the beauty of this building. Definitely want to at least stop by, check out the architecture here, because this is a fascinating, fascinating building.
Yeah, for sure. So the owners really made sure to highlight the character of the original sewing factory. So you'll see that the walls are original. The windows are in the same place they were before. We call it the chandelier light, the chandelier-looking light above. The taps is made out of the old fan that was once in the back of the sewing factory. And there's lamps all around the brewery that were made by a local artist. We also have the original floors. Pretty much everything in this building was original besides the countertops and the chairs. So it definitely has that historic touch everywhere.
And again, stop by, take it in. You are going to have yourself a great time here. And Textile Brewing Company in Dyersville is our business of the day. And thank you so much, Ashley, for visiting with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The business of the day on Mix 94.7 KMCH.